You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, as we record this podcast, a nice start for the Orioles to the 2016 season. Not as far as the weather goes, but as far as the play on the field as they open up with a couple of victories. And on Wednesday night, they get a solid start from Giovanni Gallardo, who obviously was a big key addition during the offseason. He only goes 5 innings, 89 pitches, but just 2 hits. He strikes out 4. They get the win. What did you see from Gallardo in his first outing?
He was good. I think early on he kind of struggled a little bit with some command, and the plan all along was for him to go that 90 pitches. So people were kind of asking, well, why did he only go 5 innings? He was at 89 pitches his first outing. It's cold. It's windy. They're going to kind of play it safe at least the first time through. But I felt like his curveball in particular was pretty good. His slider was a little inconsistent, especially to righties. He felt like he did a better job with the left-handed hitters, but a lot of deep counts for him, and that kind of caused that early exit. I think he definitely put to rest a lot of the concerns over his fourth spring that he'd be able to take that next step, but certainly there's another level still there for him to attain.
So Gallardo good in the opener. Chris Tillman was great in the first game of the year, but unfortunately it didn't last very long because of the weather. 5 strikeouts through a couple of innings. He was great, and the Orioles end up winning the game after the rain delay. But should this game have started when it did? I mean, it seems like opening day, you have your aces out there. If there's a chance there's going to be a delay that soon, they should just wait it out, shouldn't they?
Well, they did. They delayed it for like an hour and 15 minutes before it even started raining. So I think they should have started the game on time.
But there you go.
I guess the weather just changes, and it's easy to kind of look back on it now, but it kind of is what it is. Filman's going to come back on short rest this time now.
And that, of course, is the one thing that comes of this, is he's not going to go the full 4 days before he gets back out there. Was he as dominant as those numbers in those first 2 innings, striking out 5?
Yes. He was probably the best I've ever seen him look. Matt Wieters, their catcher, said after the game that was the best stuff he's ever seen Chris Tillman have. I mean, he's pitched well before, but stuff-wise, I mean, he was in the mid to upper 90s, really attacking guys aggressively. And if that's going to be Chris Tillman, that could be huge for them.
Yeah, so random to have that kind of stuff on a day like that, because you would think gripping the baseball and things like that would be difficult, but you can't figure out baseball sometimes. One negative, I guess, that came out of opening day was Hyun-Soo Kim heard some boos, I think, in the introductions. The team wanted to send him down to the minors to start off the season. He had the right in his contract to decline that, so he's up with the major league club. If you put yourself in his shoes, I can get it. He doesn't want to go down to the minors. But to play every day, wouldn't that be the best thing for this guy to get going and
right,
get the momentum rolling and then find his way back up to the majors?
I think so. But again, he's well within his contract rights to say, hey, I don't want to go down to AAA. I think the way that it was approached was wrong. You know, the Orioles made it very clear he wasn't going to be on the team. Dan Duquette said on Masson and then said to reporters he's not going to be on the 25-man roster. Really kind of embarrassed Kim. And then turns out they didn't really get a say. Kim has to be on the team. He can decline that minor league assignment, which is what he did. And for better or worse, that's kind of the situation they find themselves in now. And I think some of the guys, some of the teammates in that clubhouse kind of feel bad for Kim, because it's really not been what anyone has expected that it would be so far.
Yeah, certainly a tough situation. And he's a guy that the Orioles, when they signed him, thought this could be our left fielder. Instead, Joey Rickard is the guy that won that job during the spring. And, man, he's kept it going so far into a couple of games. I know he hit nearly 400 in the spring, had some extra base hits as well, and he comes through with a hit in his first game and he had an RBI on Wednesday night. I guess the big question mark with a guy like Rickard, who's a Rule 5 guy, is can this guy keep it going, because it's such a feel-good story right now.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what everyone wants to know. That's what I'm curious to see. Can he continue this stretch? Because he's really been, since day one of spring training, their best player, their most consistent player, defensively, offensively. He's been able to do the little things right. And you saw it again last night, the sacrifice fly, drives a run in. He's a guy who looks every day, every at bat, like he's fighting for a job. And I don't know if he can keep it up. Nobody knows. I mean, he would be not just selected in the Rule 5 draft. He was the second raised outfielder taken in the Rule 5 draft. There was one taken ahead of him. So that kind of shows you where he was on the depth chart there. Also the strength of the Rays organization. But I don't know. Did the Orioles uncover a guy at just the right time? Will he flame out in a month or two? And we'll all be kind of talking about that one hot stretch. I don't think anybody knows at this point in time.
This is one of those great things about baseball that you see that maybe you don't necessarily see in other sports, where a guy can just, the right time, the right move, gets promoted, and suddenly he's red hot like this. And I guess it'll come down to adjustments, because in spring training, pitchers aren't making adjustments to face you. They're just trying to get ready for the season. And now the season's underway. At some point, though, the pitchers are going to have a better scouting report of Joey Rickard, and he's going to have to adjust. Is that the next step, to see how he's able to do that?
Yeah, of course. And again, I think we'll know maybe the next couple weeks, maybe the next few podcasts, what we're dealing with a little bit better. Right now he's new and he's fresh, and you see this with pitchers too. Rookies who come up and dominate in their first game or two, and then the league adjusts and they can't get anybody out. So it'll be really interesting to see. But right now, you're right, it's a really good feel-good story for the Orioles.
All right, now that the 2016 season is underway, Brittany, I want to get your keys to success for this Orioles team, and you have a couple of them. They're both, I mean, when you look at this team and how it's constituted and how it's going to win, these aren't really, you know, we're not inventing things here. It's pretty simple. They have to pitch well, right?
Yes, they have to pitch well, or they can't go anywhere. Good pitching, good keys, good hitting any day of the week. We all know that. And also, this offense, early on, they've shown the ability to walk, but they're also usually a kind of a home run or strikeout or nothing type of offense. They've got to have pitching to keep them in there when the opposing pitcher is dominant. So they really need to step up as a rotation.
And so far, just through a couple of games, they've done that. And you know the bullpen's going to be pretty good, so it's really up to that rotation. And the other question is, every team has to stay healthy. But when you look at this Orioles roster and depth and that kind of thing, who on this roster can they really not afford to lose, because there's nothing that can really step in and fill the gap?
There's a couple guys. Adam Jones, for one. I think he's a leader on and off the field. He's a guy you don't want to lose. Really anchor of center field. I think that it would be tough to replace a guy like that. Manny Machado is another key. J.J. Hardy, I mean, you can make the case those are probably the most important guys in there. And certainly in the bullpen, closer Zach Britton, setup man Darren O'Day. These are guys they really rely on to be able to work around the rotation even when they're not doing that well. So those are the guys, in my opinion, who really can't get hurt. I mean, you never want to see injuries to anyone, but there are certain positions they feel better about. I think those guys that have a really hard time replacing.
So far, so good for the 2016 Baltimore Orioles. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Baltimore Orioles edition. Brittany Giroli, thanks so much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.